This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that U.S. President Trump has forced out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the top law enforcement official in the country, the new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the special counsel's Russia investigation. But what does the future hold for the Deputy Attorney General, who was in charge of the special counsel probe? AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has come under fire and appeared to be on the way out in September after a published report said Rosenstein suggested recording the president and the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office, which Rosenstein has denied. But he was at the White House Wednesday, soon after Jeff Sessions' ouster was announced. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked, what was that about?
Well, he is a deputy attorney general, so he has a lot of business here at the White House. I think he'll be back tomorrow for a different meeting.
Rosenstein oversaw the Russia investigation because Sessions had to recuse himself because of his contacts with Russian officials.
AP's Jackie Quinn. U.S. President Trump is boasting a very big win in Tuesday's national congressional elections. President Trump also says he's in no rush to finalize a deal with North Korea and remove sanctions. He told reporters he has made more progress with North Korea than any other administration and that he still plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. Neither side gave any firm reason why the talks were postponed other than the State Department deputy spokesman Robert Paladino calling it a purely matter of scheduling.
Timing. This has to do with timing, as a matter of fact, we're talking about scheduling, and I'll leave it at that.
The talks in New York were largely seen as paving the way for a second Trump-Kim summit. The first met in Singapore in June, and announcing the new postponed meeting, the State Department said the two men would discuss making progress on all four pillars of the Singapore summit. This is a VOA.